Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday morning, November 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. The energy breakthrough that could power the AI era. Artificial intelligence is driving a global energy shift, with machines demanding massive amounts of electricity. Max Power Mining Corp is leading the charge in natural hydrogen development, with a major project in Saskatchewan. The company has begun drilling its first dedicated natural hydrogen well, aiming to make a groundbreaking commercial discovery. Max Power is positioning itself alongside energy giants like Tesla, ExxonMobil, and Chevron, working towards stable, sustainable energy solutions. Stay tuned for more updates on this game-changing energy breakthrough. Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, OTC, MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is strengthening its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina through a technical working session at the U of R Innovation Center, followed by a field visit to the Lawson drill site near Central Butte, Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems and identify new research and commercialization opportunities. Max Power is an innovative mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the United States and Canada focused on critical minerals, including a diamond drilling discovery at the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in southeast Arizona. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks. Max Power Mining, MaxX, OTC MaxXF, Frankfurt 89N, advances collaboration with PTRC and University of Regina on Canada's first natural hydrogen drill program. Max Power Mining is strengthening its collaboration with the Petroleum Technology Research Center and the University of Regina through a technical working session at the U of R Innovation Center, followed by a field visit to the Lawson drill site in Saskatchewan. Led by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, the session aims to deepen understanding of Saskatchewan's naturally occurring hydrogen systems. This collaboration includes researchers from PTRC, the U of R, the Saskatchewan Geological Survey, and the Colorado School of Mines. Max Power is a mineral exploration company focused on North America's shift to decarbonization, with a significant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. The company also holds properties in the United States and Canada focused on critical minerals, including the Wilcox Playa Lithium Project in Arizona.
GeoVax recognizes World Immunization Day, advancing innovation and trust in vaccination. GeoVax Labs, Inc. recognizes World Immunization Day, emphasizing the importance of vaccines and the need for increased confidence. With a focus on innovation and transparency, GeoVax is committed to developing diversified next-generation vaccines. Their multi-antigen vaccine candidates aim to provide broader immune responses, ensuring protection for vulnerable populations like the immunocompromised. By advancing U.S. manufacturing and prioritizing trust, GeoVax is working towards a future where immunization continues to save lives and protect communities worldwide. A power play: Constellation's 20% decline may light up value investors. Constellation Energy has experienced a 20% decline in its shares, offering potential value for investors. Despite mixed third-quarter results and adjusted earnings missing estimates, the company remains confident in its outlook. With a focus on nuclear expansion and meeting the energy demands of AI, Constellation has drawn investor enthusiasm. Analysts predict strong earnings growth through 2027, with the stock trading at a reasonable valuation. While risks exist, such as volatile energy prices and regulatory shifts, Constellation's position as a major U.S. nuclear operator provides a promising earnings outlook. The recent pullback in the stock price could present a potential entry point for long-term investors, as the stock tests support levels around 290 to 300. United Nations Day Against Environmental Exploitation, November 2025. The United Nations Day Against Environmental Exploitation in November 2025 highlights the call for nations to defend mineral sovereignty. A recent Ipsos Canada poll shows that 64% of Canadians believe their government should block the sale of national resource companies to foreign buyers. This reflects a global surge in resource nationalism and a push for reclaiming sovereignty over mineral wealth. The OCU's Indian Band in British Columbia publicly opposed the proposed Teck Resources and Anglo-American merger, citing concerns of extraction without benefit and lack of consultation. Similar challenges are faced by mining communities in South Africa, where foreign capital dependence erodes sovereignty and governance mistrust weakens the state's ability to act in the public interest. The Ipsos poll and Indigenous resistance reflect a global trend of citizens asserting the right to equitable and sustainable management of natural resources amidst a backdrop of corporate mergers that deepen the wealth extraction divide.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.